Yeah, and but then I didn't hear. You said you were going to email me. I didn't get an email. I Skyped you to ask if it was okay. Anyway.
No problem. Can you check it out this, if you have that PDF or not? Otherwise, we can paint it. But I think you have. Just
okay, let me see. What do I have to press here?
But it says PDF.
Yeah, something's going on here. Where is, I guess maybe that? No? Ah, chat, that. Okay. Now, the PDF, and what is the PDF called?
That is
Easy.
Easy Rematrix.
Yeah, let's see. First, let me see if I've got it.
Easy Rematrix 1.
All my papers got wet on vacation, so it's hard to go through. Oh, geez, they're all stuck together. I practiced every morning while I was on vacation. The best place I could practice where the mosquitoes wouldn't eat me alive, I would go out in the boat on the lake and tie up against a tree and practice out there. But a couple of times I got rained on. Okay, so easy. I think I better just print it. It doesn't look familiar. Okay, so if I print... Oh God, I hope we got paper.
You didn't have that.
Okay. Save. What's happening here? T. Okay, save. And come on. T. Oh, what's happening here? God. Oh. Okay, print that. Jesus. It's very slow. Jesus Christ.
Do you have the paper there?
Well, no, this, for some reason, it's very slow in printing.
No problem.
Okay, it finally just did something.
We want to leave it on the screen, or you can print it.
Okay, it should be printing right now if we're not out of paper.
That's good. Pick it up.
Okay, let me go get it. Okay, so what do we have here?
Very good.
Okay.
So what we have, this thing here, we will read only the sentence break. So the first one is the material of 7 notes.
Okay, so that's...
So, which is 7 notes, which exist in different fingerings. We will read only those who have the... number, the green pen, pencil square with the number, which means ascendant only of the three first lines. So in the first line, you have first line, first bar, that is finger three. I don't see your left hand well.
Yeah, let's see.
Pull up the camera a little bit if you can.
Okay, let me... How do I view myself in here? I can see you. No. Ah, Jesus. Okay, where is Skype? Skype is here. Okay, now I can see myself. So, need to. Is that good?
That's good. So we have.
Okay, let me get the page up now. Where did it go? Oh, Jesus. Oh, for Christ's sake. Okay, so it's three. Okay, that's an E minor. Okay, is that E minor?
No, that is a G major scale.
Oh, G major, okay. Okay. Okay.
One go. 1, 2, 3, 4. One. So it will go on 3.5. Therefore, we play first the chord C major.
C major. And that you said C major or G major?
No, C major chord.
Flat chord.
And then we play the phrase. C, D, F sharp, A, D, A. Apply. Raise your fourth string, close because it's low.
Which root string?
Very good. example, Bertín, click the video I just sent you. Two easy remate series. Just click there and it will go directly to the place.
Let's see the video. Well, I guess that's up here.
Three, four,
Okay, very good. Now let's go back to the sample 13, but we need to first get the same notes corresponding to the fingering number 6, which means the third bar of the first line of the page. Read that, please.
Okay, let's see. Say again where it is on the page.
It's the third bar of the first line.
Okay, and with the 6 over it. Okay.
So now,
okay, so it's... Oh, that's 3-5. And there's a legato there. Just one legato.
That's right. We have one legato, one hammer on. Then we have 1-3-4, 1-3.
Oh, where's the hammer on?
The hammer on is on the first note.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
From 2 to 4. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to the first line of the second bar, which corresponds to fingering five.
Okay, fingering five. I see. Fingering five. It's 3-4-7. Okay. Okay. Okay.
That is finger one on the fourth fret for the string. No, that is F sharp. That is five.
Well, fingering five. Okay, I was fingering four.
That is correct. You have five. Now the C major chord we played with the G on the bass. So therefore we have this. That is right. Correct.
Okay.
Let's do it. So we have example 13.
Oh, example 13 again?
Yes, because this is the only one at that speed which we can do now.
Okay. 13.
Close, press, one. Okay, very good. Now put pause and let's read the remate corresponding to fingering 2, which is the third bar of the second line, starting with an 8.
2. Okay, so we start with 8. Okay, lost my place. Oh, there. 8, 5. Say 2. fingering 2 is D, isn't it? Okay, so. C way up here?
Yes. Okay. Same thing. So we do 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct. It has also one hammer on. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Where is it? If you can read it.
Yeah. Oops.
That's right. Close, press, one, close. Correct. Now let's do the one that's right rules. So what we do is we need to get remain outstanding two things, remate one from the 7th fret and four fingering four from the 10th fret. That we will do next time. But for now, just practice this and remember that the chord solves into C. The next one is B7 flat 9. So, C major.
No, say that again. B7 flat 9 where?
Yes. Chords are, I write it for you. Chords are C major, which would be this. 0, 1, 0. And B7 flat 9. Which is this? This. The remate goes and it solves into B7 flat 9. Right? It's not only C major. There are two chords. This and this.
Okay, with the remate in between? The run in between?
The remate goes in between this, but it solves when it ends. It solves to B7 flat 9. That's right. Now we don't play the chord. The chord I played for you there. Okay. But just to know over which chord we are playing.
Okay.
Okay. We continue next lesson then.
Okay, in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Thanks. And sorry for the misunderstanding.
No problem.
Bye.